like cornmeal put in boiling water, maybe a little salt, cooked and eaten that way. Kind of a soupy mess.
No, what is that?
Heard of mush or kush?
Mush? I was trying to think mush. Yeah, that sounds pretty mushy.
Delightful stuff. Things like peas and beets and carrots, they're all different kinds of
vegetables.
Okay. And a particularly southern dish people eat maybe for breakfast, ground corn, white colored.
Grits?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, when I was in Hawaii, hash browns. I got so sick of hash browns. We want some grits.
We didn't have grits.
They don't have grits. They don't have grits west of Louisiana.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
People don't know how to live.
They don't know what they're missing. Gosh.
What about this whole grain stuff? Some of it's white, some yellow.
Comedy?
Yeah. Okay. And starchy food that grows in Louisiana in flooded fields.
Starchy food.
Chinese eat a lot of it.
Oh, rice?
Sure.
Yeah, boy.
And the stuff that is made in stills, illegal, non-tax-paid alcoholic beverage, what do you call that?
Moonshine.
Yeah. Anything else?
Bootleg whiskey?
Sure.
White lager.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of stump juice?
No.
Stump water? Panda piss?
No.
That kind of stuff. I haven't heard of that. It's okay. It's something that's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils. You might say, just that.
Smell that.
And something that you would pour on pancakes, sweet stuff.
Syrup.
Anything kind of like that, but maybe a little different?
Molasses?
Yeah. Is there a difference, or are they the same to you?
I usually don't like molasses that much.
So there's apparently some kind of difference.
I don't know.
Should it be very rich, or
molasses
sweet?
Is stout.
You mean strong taste?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, say, if I had on a leather belt that was not artificial leather? I'd say, well, now this isn't artificial leather. This is leather.
Genuine.
Okay. And sugar that is sold straight out of the barrel, not packaged, you'd say it's being sold in... All right, how would you say B-U-L-K?
Bulk.
Okay. And something you could... spread on hot toast, like blackberry
jam
or
chili.
Okay. And you have shakers for
salt, pepper.
Okay. Say if somebody's got a bowl of fruit, apples and oranges, they offer it to you. You might say, well, I don't think I'll take an orange, but an apple.
I'll take an apple.
Okay. And if you were pointing out a group of boys who had done something, you might say, well, now, it wasn't these boys here, it was...
them.
Okay. Or it was boys.
Those boys.
All right. If you're pointing out something that's not nearby, you might say, well, it's not right close by, it's...
over there.
All right.
Over yonder.
Over what?
Over yonder.
Right, okay. Or if you're showing somebody how to do something, you say, don't do it that way, idiot, do it...
this way.
Okay. What about the opposite of rich, that would be?
Poor.
All right. And try to complete this phrase. Say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Wait, now say again.
Okay. If a man has a, try to work the word poor into it.
Okay.
If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have much to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Who is poor?
Okay. A group of, say, orange trees growing together, you'd say you have a big...
grove?
Okay, or...
orchard, sorry.
Okay. What about completing this one? If somebody's trying to find out who owns the orchard, he might ask me, well, do you own it? And I say, no, I'm just a neighbor. Now, next door, he's the man.
That owns it.
Okay.
Who owns it?